OpenBeckon is able to request and list all available DPIDs of Tuya NCU devices. This can be used for further processing of the data in Home Assistant. The following tutorial assumes that you have already flashed your device and wants to get DPIDs. If you haven't flashed it already, please consider alternate DPID extraction methods described in this topic. Tuya NCU, Flashing, Setup and Configuration Guide. Configure DPIDs for Home Assistant. Before we proceed, you need to have a basic Tuya MCU config working. So start driver, setup BAUD if needed, and force 0x04 paired Wi-Fi state emulation for the NCU. If you don't know how to set up autoexec.bat, see this tutorial. So now, once you have this autoexec.bat and you have rerun it or rebooted device, you can assign the following command in the console. Once you do, you should get a large reply from Tuya NCU. It will be something like, the reply may be truncated in log. But we have a better mechanism to recover it. Now go to the flags and set 46 and 47. Those flags will enable a Tuya MCU DPID storage on OBK side. This will allow you to run DP command. Now, once those flags are set, rerun Tuya MCU send query state. The received DPID values are now stored by OBK. Access them via HTTP command. Here is how it looks like on my device. They are in JSON format, and you can also get the same result via MQTT. This means that you can process them either in Home Assistant via MQTT, or in your application via HTTP, or even from HTML page hosted on OBK itself, again via HTTP REST API. You don't even need to configure OBK channels. You get direct access to DPIDs. And that's it. If you want to learn more about Tuya MCU and OBK, please consider reading related topics, Tuya MCU Flashing. Setup and Configuration Guide. Configure DPIDs for Home Assistant. OpenBeckon as a mini HTTP hosting. Writing pages in JavaScript. Tasmota REST Tuya MCU Analyzer. UART packet decoder for Tuya devices, DPID detector. You can also search for Tuya MCU on our devices list and on our forum. Don't forget our autoexec.bat examples page. Let me know if you have any questions. I will be happy to help you with getting your devices running cloud-free in a privacy-respecting way.